All right, if you would go ahead and turn to Joshua chapter number 6 and 7. It's crazy how you can preach the same God and preach it two different ways. He's looking at the love of God. After I get this thing going here, we'll get started. You see, the love of God, we're fixing to look at how God views sin. All right, let's read. I'm going to kind of just follow me along here. I'm going to start in chapter 6, verse 16. And we're going to jump through just real quick. So try to keep up with me here through chapter number 7. Joshua 6, verse number 16. It says, "And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city." Verse number 20. So the people shouted with the when the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Jump over to chapter 7, verse number 22. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Let me ask you this question. How can we go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows so quick? The children of Israel were doing what they were supposed to be doing, and everything was going great. Victories were being won. Enemies were being overtaken. And a chapter later, they're stoning people to death. What happened? If we went to Acts chapter number 7, you can see that the children of Israel were called a church. So let me ask you this. How can a church go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows so quick? I want to ask you a question, and this is what I want you to be thinking about this whole entire time. What are you hiding? What are you hiding? Pray for me that I get all this out in the time that I've been given, and search your hearts this morning. Pray for me. Pray for yourself. And let's see what God will do. Our Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning through the precious blood of your Son. Lord, the only way that I can come to you, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the blood that was shed for me. I'm so thankful for the calling that you've placed upon my life. Lord, I'm so undeserving, but I'm so thankful. I'm thankful you've given me a Bible. I'm thankful you've given me a church. I'm thankful, Lord, you've given me your love, as Matthew was saying. So thankful for your love. But Heavenly Father, as we look into your Word and your hatred of sin, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help me to deliver the message that you've put on my heart. Lord, please help me. And we'll give you glory and honor for everything that's done. We know that you're the one that's going to have to bring the increase, not just in souls, but, Lord, in service and sanctification. Please help us this morning. We'll give you glory, Lord. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm just going to jump right into it. I've got 5 points this morning, and let's first look at the context. I didn't go back. I didn't read much of the context, but just real quickly, We see that we're talking about the Jews, the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. If we went back, we could see God's provision in the wilderness. These people were wandering around in circles because they were wrong with God. And God provided for them. They were just wandering around trying to find their way. And God provided for them. We can go on up and we can see them cross the Jordan River. We can see the provision for God's will. Here they were. They've come to the Jordan River, and just on the other side is Canaan. That's the perfect will of God. And can I tell you what happened? God parted the Jordan River, made it to where they could walk on dry land straight into the will of God. We step over into chapter number 6. We see provision for the wind. Jericho failed. Jericho was an impossible enemy for the children of Israel to defeat, and it failed. There was a man named Achan. He was born in the family of God, and he was living this life. He had seen provision after provision after provision. He had seen God do miraculous works. He was in the dead center of God's will. He was in Canaan. He made it. He got there. He was risking his life for the one that he was serving. Here's a man who, in chapter 6, he's a champion. Here's a man who's just doing what he's supposed to do. Let me tell you, there's some application right there for us. Let me take a step back and look at my life. Brother Jones was preaching last night. Man, I'm born in the family of God. Hallelujah, man. I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. You take a step back and look at my family, there ain't nothing that I should have ever became. There is nothing that God should have ever even thought about looking my way for. But I'm born in the family of God. Man, and for years, I was born at 10. I didn't go to church one or two times until I was about 18. Just like the children of Israel, just going around in circles, trying to find my way. Can I tell you, God provided for me. I didn't know. I had no clue what He was doing. And He was providing a way. But then I tell you, He put a man of God in my life. And I stepped up to the Jordan River, and He said, the will of God for you is right there. I'm going to dry up the Jordan River for you. Just walk across. The will of God, it's right there. And I praise God. He showed me the will of God for my life. Man, who am I? Who am I? Praise God. He showed me. And can I tell you though, He's won some victories in my life. He got me into His will, but He's conquered some giant foes. Some foes that people before me didn't want to fight. God's fought them for me. I don't understand it. Can I tell you, I'm right where Achan's at. You're right where Achan's at. Most of the people that I know in this church are trying their best to live for God. We've got a Bible. We've got a man of God showing us the will of God. Praise God, we've seen some victories. Man, the context of this is right here. What's going on in Joshua chapter number 6 is right here. But after the context, we see a change. We see a change. Life was wonderful, but we see a change. Look at chapter 7, verse number 1. What's the first word? But. Life's going great. We're winning victories. Everything's going great. But. There's a change. Let me read verse 2 through 5. And Joshua, chapter number 7. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Beth-El, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai,
and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even to Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. What happened? Life's going great. Enemies are falling. Now the people are dying. What's going on? The people are dying. Homes are being destroyed. 36 homes destroyed. If we would read a little bit further, we'd see the preacher's discouraged. The preacher's on his face. God, what's going on? God, what's going on? Can I tell you, if we took a step back and looked back at the context, let's look at verse 18 of chapter 6. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing. But make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. There was a command in the context. Listen, you're living the victorious life, but don't take what's mine. That's what God told them. What's the accursed thing? Anything that was God's. God said, it's mine, it ain't yours. You know what Achan did? Here's a man who's living in the perfect will of God. A man who's risking his life for his master. One who is doing everything he's supposed to do. That's the context. But the change was, is he took what was God's and used it for himself. Let me bring a little application. Brother Brian, I'm going to say you. You're living in the will of God. You're trying your best to do what God's told you to do. Here you are, you're bringing these van riders. You're doing everything. Everything's great. You're in the perfect will of God. But can I tell you, when you start taking what God's given you and start using it for what you want, things change. What am I talking about? Brady read it this morning, 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You start taking what's God's, your body, you start taking what's God's and start using it for your own agenda, your own pleasures, your own lusts, things change. I'm talking about the same thing. If you wasn't here for the meeting, I'm sorry. Man, I feel bad for you. You know what Brother O'Malley preached on? Holiness. Holiness. God requires holiness. He has to have holiness. You know what the change is? We ain't holy. You know what the change was in Achan's life? There was a holiness issue. He disobeyed the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Do we want to see people die? No. Do we want to see people's homes destroyed? No. Do we want to see the pastor discouraged? No. Have we seen it? I say, we go back just about a month or two ago, we had an evangelistic meeting. Nothing happened. We go to Bible school. Nothing happened. The man of God is standing here saying, we had a good meeting, but nothing happened. Is sin in the camp? Is there a change that's going on? That's happened. What are you hiding? What am I hiding? What's going on? I love this church, man. This church has changed my life. I'm here nearly every single day of the week, not because my mama's here, not because my friends are here. I want to be here. This is my life. But do we see the presence and power of God like we should? We hear it all the time. Sinners come in that door smiling, they walk right out the door smiling. What's going on? I think it's a valid question. Is sin in the camp? Is sin in the camp? Can God do a work on sinners' hearts like He wants to? Praise God, we're separated. Praise God. Yeah, we had victory over Jericho. But man, we lost Ai. What's going on? 1 Corinthians 11:31 says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." As I preach this morning, search your heart. Man, get a shovel. Start digging deep. Figure out what the problem is. There's sinners under my voice right now that have heard preaching after preaching after preaching after preaching for years and years and years, and they're still going to hell. What's going on? Achan's name means troubler. Let me just ask you, are you troubling our church? Am I troubling our church? What's going on? We see the context, we see the change, but then let's look at the committing of the sin. Chapter 7, verse 19, let's read. "And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him. And tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done. When I saw among the spools a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." I've got to move. We could go back. I've done read it, chapter 6. He had the Word of God. Can I tell you, Achan showed up for that church service. He heard what the man of God said that church service. Joshua said, "Don't you take of the accursed thing." He was there. Can I say, many times people don't get it because they're not even here. God had a message. God said, "Do not take it." Achan knew that. Can I say, I got to move quick, you've got the message. You've got the Word of God, don't you? You know what's right from wrong. That man of God's preached for years telling you, don't do this, don't do this. Not because he's lining up rules, because he wants you right with God. We know the Word of God. You know by the Word of God that you belong to God. Your body's His. He had the Word of God. But then if we looked in that verse there, verse number 20, "When I saw..." Can I tell you the reason for change is we've got too many people looking around. Stop looking around. Can I tell you, Achan should have been enjoying the victory, but his heart was on something else. Man, they won. Everything was going great. Can I ask you, what's your eye on? Mine eye affecteth my heart. What's your heart on? Where's your heart at? Once again, you got a man of God that's preaching to you. God called me. You got a man of God talking to you right now. You've got a Bible sitting on your lap. Where is your heart? You're sitting here, but where's your heart? Where is it at? Can I tell you, get off Facebook and you might stop talking about people. Get off the news and you might stop being so down in the dumps all the time. Get off the hunting and fishing channel and you might stop wasting so much time in the woods and on the water. Get rid of ESPN app and you might stop wasting your time playing around. People are dying and going to hell while we're sitting here playing and keeping our eyes on things that mean nothing to nobody. Get in the Word of God. Your eyes affect your heart. Why don't you put your eyes in something that's going to make a difference that'll last? That's what, man. Can I tell you, he saw, but then you know what he saw? He saw the spools. It wasn't the spools. You know what the spools are? Things for the people to take. God said, that stuff's mine. Don't take that for yourself. That stuff's mine. Achan said, well, I saw the spools and I took of it. Don't redefine the Word of God. Listen, if God's pointing something out in your heart that something's wrong down on the inside, don't change it. Don't fight it. God knows more. You know what's right. Don't try to just redefine God's Word. Unfaithfulness to the house of God is still sin. Idolatry is still sin. Worldliness is still sin. If we went to Isaiah 5:20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Don't change God's Word. Examine yourself. Start digging deep, man. What's going on? I've got kids that need to be saved. What's wrong? But then it says, "Then I coveted." Colossians 3:5 says covetousness, which is idolatry. Many times we sin because we want something. We want something else more than we want God. Can I tell you, I'm an idolater at heart. Man, if I give my flesh a second, man, I'm gone. That's just how it is. What's in your heart? Let God have your heart. Protect your heart. But then we see that He took them and hid them. Ultimately, I'm going to say this. If you allow yourself to look on something and covet after it, we're in America. You're going to go get it. That's just how it is. But I cannot tell you, this is what's going to happen whenever you go and get it. One of three things. One of four things. You could repent. But most likely, one of three things. You're going to redefine it. But then we can go to chapter 7, verse 11. It uses the word dissemble. That's what Achan did. You know what dissemble means? It means lie. You're either going to change the Word of God, you're going to lie about it and say that it ain't there, or you're going to hide it. That's what Achan did. Don't lie about it. You know who you're lying to? Yourself. Man, don't hide. Number one, God knows. You can't hide nothing from God. I was talking to Braylon there yesterday or the day before. I said, "Bud, if there's anything you're going to hide from anybody, or if there's anybody you're going to hide something from, don't hide it from me. I care about Him. Why would you hide it from me? Don't hide your sin from God. God's the one that can help." But can I tell you this? Not only does God know, most of the time everybody else does. We don't hide things nearly as good as we think we do. Man, if my 9-year-old knows what I'm doing's wrong, the whole church knows. You ain't hiding nothing from no. The world knows. They're reading you more than you're reading yourself. But can I say this? We've seen the context, the change, the committing of the sin. I want to sit here for just a second. The consequences of sin. This man was in the perfect will of God, but a change just happened. And can I tell you, Achan caused 36 men to die. Achan caused 36 women to become widows. Achan just caused numerous children to have no daddy. Achan just caused the whole nation to lose a battle. Achan just made the leaders of the nation to get all bent out of shape. Achan just caused the presence of God to be gone from the nation. But listen to this. He just committed the sin. But let me tell you what Achan's about to experience. He's about to experience, he's losing all the spoils that he claimed that he got. Achan's about to lose his livestock. Achan is about to lose his physical home. Achan is about to lose his little boys, his little girls, his wife. Achan's about to lose his own life. Achan's about to lose everything. Everything. One sin. One sin. Why is he going to lose everything? Sin. Can I tell you, when you're a part of this church and you've got sin in your life, the presence of God is gone. God can't work here. When you sin as a daddy, God cannot work in your home. When you sin as a mama, God cannot work in your home. When you sin as an individual, God can't work on you. Can I tell you, daddies, you will destroy your home by not dealing with your sins. Can I tell you, you might be destroying your homes right now. Ain't that a sad thing? Church member, you're going to destroy this church that I call home. If you don't get sin out of your life, Man, what? If the presence of God ain't here, why do we come? Can I tell you, I said this a minute ago, I've got kids in this church that need to be saved. And if your sin is hindering God from working on my children, please get rid of it. You've got kids that need to be saved. Get rid of your sin. Be a man about it. Your kids are going to die and go to hell while you're playing. Your kids are going to, man, they're going to experience the worst thing ever, man. Achan's children burned. You think that you're above that? You let sin in your life, your children may burn with them. Ain't that sad? Judge yourself that you be not judged. Wouldn't it be awful if the judgment on your life and your sin is your kids burning in hell? Achan's kids burned. You say, man, that's awful. That's awful extreme. Man, God wanted them to burn? God said stone them to death and then burn them? He was killing people. His sin was killing people. God hates sin. If you've got sin in your life, God can't work. God cannot tolerate sin. Brother O'Malley, holiness, 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 it's still required. Can we say, what we say it all the time, God is thrice holy. God says, be like me. Holy, holy, holy. Man, I just repeat what they say. Make holiness your life. Can I say in verse number 22, I was looking at little JJ's Bible the other day. Verse number 22, at the beginning there, his Bible has a little heading there. And it says, Achan's household destroyed. Let me look around here. People with young kids, you all. Brother Dan, can we put Dan's household destroyed? Jason, you've got young kids. Jason's household destroyed. Derek's household destroyed. Andy's household destroyed. Dre's household destroyed. If you don't get rid of the sin that's in your life, your household is going to be destroyed. Numbers 32:23, be sure your sin will find you out. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. Don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. You're not going to be the exception to God's judgment. He said it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You can't sow judge or sow corruption and sin and then reap righteousness and holiness. It don't happen. It don't happen. I gotta shut it down here. But can I say this? Achan's coveting the things of this world destroyed his kids. Daddy, if you covet the things of this world, it's going to destroy your kids. Dre, if you covet the things of this world, it's going to destroy your kids. It could be you coveting the world to destroy my kids. You're a part of this church. Your name's on the roll with mine. Sin in the camp makes the whole camp suffer. But lastly, and I'm done. I can't go through all of this. The cure of sin. Repent. Just do it. Man, God has been too good for this alone. God has been too good for us to live in sin. Not to mention, He's God. He's the Lord. Just fix it. Put your pride aside and fix it. Your kids depend upon you. My kids depend upon you. This church depends upon you. If sin's in your life, just fix it. I'm done. Achan was a man just like you and me. Born in the family of God, serving God in the will of God. But a change happened. sin showed up in Achan's life. We looked at how he committed it. We looked at the consequences of it. Somebody come to the piano. You do not, and I do not, want the consequences of sin to show its ugly head in my family. You don't either. Can I tell you the cure of sin? Just fix it. Go ahead and start playing there, Elijah. Has God pointed something out in your heart? Man, dig down deep. I go on my face before God thinking, what is going on? Man, I've got kids that need to be saved. If God's pointed something out, just fix it. Come fix it this morning. I promise you, not just God's going to... God wants you to fix it.